Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing, as always, to be coming to you with Woman to Woman. God bless you, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I pray that you brought the new year in on your knees. I pray that the Lord met you in church. We were in church, and we had an awesome service. Some of my friends came out to be with us on New Year's Eve, and it really blessed my heart to have them there. So I'm looking forward to great things from God in the year 2010. I believe that the Lord is going to move in the lives of his people. I believe that God has an awesome plan for his people, and I believe that as we continue to move forward with the Lord, that the Lord will meet us every step of the way. Amen and praise God. So we're going to get started. Today's topic is church hurt, why it happens and how to handle it when it does. Church hurt, why it happens and how to deal with it. And I do believe that God is going to move on this broadcast today. I believe that he will have his way. One thing that I try to do is the flow, and let the Lord have his way. So I believe that there are some people that did not go to church on New Year's Eve, primarily because you've been hurt in church, primarily because you've been hurt by the church, primarily because you have been hurt by people who go to church. So this topic is not just about going to church, but this topic is also about being the church and how sometimes we can be more of a hindrance than a help to the ministry that God has called us to do when we are not being the church, when we are outside of the church. So I want to encourage you in your walk with the Lord today. It is my prayer that we will all grow as a result of this broadcast. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you on today. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about church hurt, what it is, why it happens, and how to deal with it. And then about 20 minutes into the broadcast, I'll be opening up the phone lines for you all to come and share. I'm always looking for solutions. I'm always one who looks for solutions. I know that there are a lot of problems, and we are often quick to point out the problems. But I really, really, really want to highlight some solutions to this particular topic. The chat room is open. Call your friends. I always say this, call your friends, and tell them that Pastor Rebecca is on with Woman to Woman. I know a lot of people are in their vacation, but we're here, and I'm excited about this topic and what God is going to do. Let us open with prayer. I always like to open in prayer, so let us open in prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we just thank you for this year, 2010. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. We thank you for what you have already done in our lives. And God, we give this broadcast to you. I say, Father, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Lord Jesus, have your way. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And at the end of the day, we should be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 As you can see, I practically have no voice. We had such a good time on New Year's Eve at New Creation Christian Ministries. If you've never been there, and you are in this area, the New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia area, come on over to 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and visit with us. And if you're visiting, come over and see me. I would love to give you a hug. Amen and praise God. Before I get into today's topic, I want to thank all of the women who called in last week. Darius and Baptist, Jennings, Bartholomew Jennings, and also Sherry Simone from the Rise Group, and all the young ladies who called in at the end of the broadcast. I want to thank all of you for calling in because you added to the topic. Prophetess Lane from, not Prophetess Lane. There was another young lady that called in last week, and I thought I had written down her name. There was Lalisa Williams and also Minister Sarita. So I want to thank God for all of them who called in on last week and added immensely to the topic. And then I want to promote one of our sisters who called in last week, Sister Sherry. Sister Sherry, she mentioned that she has a network of Christian Women of Today. And I just want to promote that network. I did get a chance to visit Sherry's website, and she has three links here that you can check out. I'm going to give to you. One is www.womenoftodayinc.ca. And that is for all business women. This is a website for women in business. And then she has a Christian Women of Today, which is www.christianwomenoftoday.ning.com. And that is for Christian women in business. And it's an awesome thing to be able to go someplace where you could be with women of like mindset who are doing something for the Lord, who are not only working in church, but they're also working outside of the church in the marketplace and keeping God at the forefront of their businesses. And there's one more website that I haven't had an opportunity to go to, but I'm going to give you that information. www.networkingforwomenmadeeasy.com. So that's www.networkingforwomenmadeeasy.com. And the founder of these three organizations is Sister Sherry Simoes, amen, a Christian sister. So I want you to support her. I believe she's in Canada. I believe Sister Sherry is in Canada, amen. So go on over and check out her website. Every week I want to highlight one of my callers or some women that I have just some women that I have run across or who have brought to my attention who is doing great things for the Lord, because one of the things that we need to do is support each other. Amen. Amen. So today's topic is church hurt. why it happens and how to deal with it. And you know, it's amazing because when my husband heard what the topic was going to be today, he said, on New Year's, the day after New Year's, you're dealing with that topic. And I was like, well, I didn't even pay attention to the date when I was getting ready to do the topic, because as far as the topics are concerned, I'm being led by the Holy Ghost. I believe that the Spirit is leading me to talk about different topics. And one of the things that God is very concerned with is the church. God is very concerned about the church. Jesus told Peter, when Peter declared that he was the Son of the Most High God, Jesus told Peter, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. So we have to know that the church was not our idea. The church was not man's idea. The church is God's idea. Amen. And also we have to know that the church is the body of Christ. The church is the ecclesia. The ecclesia, that's E-K-L-E-S-I-A. The Greek lexicon for church is ecclesia. And it means a gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place or assembly. The ecclesia is also an assembly of Christians gathered for worship in a religious meeting. The one that I want to highlight, the definition of church that I would like to highlight, is the whole body of Christians scattered throughout the earth. The church is the whole body of Christians scattered throughout the earth. So what we have to realize is that whether we're in a building or not, whether we're in a church building or whether we're in our homes, we can be on our jobs, wherever we are still the church. Let's not get it twisted. We have to remember that we, you, myself, other people who may or may not be listening to this call, we are the church. You know, when I go to work, I am still the church. When you are in your home with your husband, woman of God, you are still the church. When you are dealing with your children, you are the church. You have to remember that wherever you go, you are part of the body of Christ. You know, and the thing about the church that we have to remember in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Bible reads, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. So what we have to realize is that we're bought, blood bought citizens of the church. And if we want to take it a step further, we're blood bought citizens of the church, which is the kingdom of God. Amen. So we have been bought with the blood of God. We've been bought with his blood, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are redeemed into citizenship of the kingdom of God. See, we have to get beyond having a church experience. Why do people get hurt in the church? Because a lot of people still have a church mentality instead of having a kingdom mentality. You know, it goes beyond church mentality, not as God would have it, CB, because God's perception of the church is the kingdom. When Jesus began to preach, he said, if the kingdom of heaven is upon you. See, so the mentality of God is not church, I'm going to a building, I'm going to sit in a pew, I'm going to raise my hands when the pastor say raise my hands, I'm going to praise the Lord when the preachers say praise the Lord, I'm going to clap my hands when they say clap your hands, I'm going to stand and sit when they tell me to stand and sit. That's not church. That's not the church. That's a church experience. But what we have to do is go beyond the church experience and move into a kingdom experience. Amen. And lately I've been preaching kingdom. God has done something to me where he has just really taken me into another realm. You know, God is ready to take us into another realm with him. He's ready to move us out of just being church folk into being kingdom people. Amen. We have to move from being church-minded into being kingdom-minded, because the way the church has been done, the traditional way that church has been done, is not working. I would like to say that man has got out of church and man has taken over the church, but God is coming back for his kingdom. Amen. God is coming back. Jesus is coming back for his church, a church without spot or wrinkle. And that's a kingdom church. Amen. So we have to, and stay with me because I'm going somewhere. You know, when my husband asked me why I was talking about this topic, prophetically speaking, I'm saying to you, and I said on New Year's Eve to the congregation at our church, as our part of the body, as our local assembly, I said that God is looking for us to move from church to kingdom. So a lot of people are being hurt because we're still, a lot of people in the church are still carnal, and they have not moved into being spiritual. See, we have to move from being carnal, from being in the flesh, to being spiritual, to being godly, to being in the spirit. Amen. The Bible tells us that if we live in the spirit, that we won't gratify the desire of the flesh. So a lot of us, a lot of people, I don't know if you have been hurt by the church, but I have. I have been hurt by the church, in the church, and outside of the church. I have been hurt by the church, and in the marketplace. Now, some people might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, you bring up such topics. You know, we should dwell on the positive instead of the negative, and I agree with you 100%. Exactly. I bring up such topics because God is concerned about such topics. Paul, in the book of Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he deals with division in the church. He deals with the fact that people are not getting along in the church. Paul deals with jealousy in the church. And even on the last couple of weeks when I was dealing with how sisters are hurting sisters, believe it or not, it's mostly women in the church hurting women in the church. So this topic is timely and is necessary. I'll say it again. This topic is timely and is necessary. Amen. So, yeah, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk to me about this, because I do want you to call in. And I want you to call your girlfriends, because what we do know is that the church is made up of majority women. Men are a minority in the church. And I want to deal with that, too, because I guess what? I know a lot of single Christian men, and they're having a problem finding a wife in the church. So on next week, I'll be dealing with, how do I know if he's my husband? Amen. But we need to deal with our issues, women of God. We need to deal with the issue of, I've been hurt in the church and I don't want to go back to church. Because a lot of people, a lot of men and women, but because this is women to women, I'll just talk to my sisters for a minute. A lot of you are not even in church today because you've been hurt in the church. A lot of you won't go to church because a preacher or a prophet or a minister, or even somebody in the pews, a member, said something to hurt your feelings, and you don't even want to go to church. But God wants you back in the body. God wants you back in the local assembly of the Bible. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, tells us this. It says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. See, this is a time when we're in end times. I don't know if anybody has told you lately, but we are in the last days. We're in the end times, and that is not to invoke fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, one of power, and one of sound mind. But we are in the end times. And as we see the day approaching that Jesus will be coming back for the church, we need to be a part of the church. Amen. We have to be a part of the body. Why? Because there are gifts that have been given to us. You have a spiritual gift that I need. You have a gift that I need. Whatever the gift is that God has given to you at the time of conversion, that's the gift that I need, because Jesus gave gifts to each and every one of us. Amen. And there is something on the inside of you that the church needs for the edifying of the body. My God. God has given you the gift of exhortation, the gift of ministry of help, the gift of giving, the gift of administration, the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of interpretation, the gift of healing, the gift of faith. So many of these gifts that Jesus has given us have been given for what? For the body. And guess what? I need you just like you need me. I need each and every one of my 10 fingers. Even though I don't pay that much attention to them, I need all of my 10 toes. I need my hip bone. I need my chest. I need my head. I definitely need my vocal cords. Amen. I need every single part of my body, because, look, if I'm missing any parts of my body, then my body is incomplete. Amen. And it's the same way with us as Christians. We need each other. I need each and every one of you in order to be whole. And we need the body to be unified. We need the body to be taking care of itself, which means I have to take care of you and you have to take care of me. Look, I'm not going to kill myself. That's suicide. And when we hurt each other, we're committing suicide against our own body. Amen. So, and we're in sin. And we're in sin. So we have to be careful that we're not hurting each other. Church hurt happens for lack of knowledge. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's why I do these topics, because if you don't know that when you hurt your sister, when you hurt your brother, if you don't know that when you slander somebody, when you gossip about somebody, if you don't know that when you sleep with somebody else's husband or when you curse somebody out, if you don't know that when you deal with somebody treacherously that you are hurting the body of Christ and that you're committing a sin, then you must continue to do these things. Amen. If you're not in the church, then you're not being edified and you're not hearing the truth, because it's the truth that will make us free. Amen. So I need you. And you need me. We need each other. Amen. And we need to be treating each other kindly. So why church hurt happens is very simple. It's because you have the godly in the church, people who have a reverential fear of God, people who love God, people who are devout, people who want to please God, who have a relationship with God. And then you have the ungodly in the church. So you have both the godly and the ungodly. And let me tell you something, that's spiritual warfare right there, because the spirit will always war against the flesh. The godly are those who dare to live in the spirit, who dare to say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to trust myself. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to live my life the way that I've been living. What I've been doing does not work. And how many of you know that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again the same way, then you're going to keep getting the same results? And that's not wisdom, that's insanity. So a godly person will say, God, I give you my life. A godly person says, you know what, God, I don't know what to do to make things right, but I'm going to allow you and your Holy Spirit to lead me in the path that I should go, to help me to treat people the way that they need to be treated. I want you, God, to show me how to love you with all of my heart, my soul, my strength, with everything. And God, show me how to love my neighbor as I love myself. See, the key word is, I got to love myself. See, you have to love yourself. A lot of the reason that we hurt other people is because we have no love for ourselves, and because we're hurting, because we have not allowed God to heal us. Hurting people hurt other people. So if I'm hurting, I'm prone to hurt you. Because I haven't been regenerated. I have not been healed. I have not been made over. There are cracks in my pot. God is the potter. I am the clay. And if I don't allow God to mold me and to make me, if I don't allow him to shape my life, then I'm going to have a lot of holes in my spirit, which means that all kinds of stuff can seep out of those holes of jealousy and evilness and wickedness, hating on my sisters for no good reason, backbiting or gossiping, tearing women down with my mouth. Do you know that when you talk about somebody and you speak ill of them and you tear them down with your mouth, that that's just like taking a knife and cutting them up, that you murder your sister? Now, I say this because it's so easy to gossip. It is just so easy to get caught up because it feels good to know that you're not the only one that's messed up. You know, it's a good feeling sometimes to the flesh to say, you know, somebody has it worse than me. Look, I messed up, but she messed up way worse than I did. And sometimes we take the light. Or maybe somebody treated you wrongly, and then they got theirs. They got what was coming to them. And somebody's telling you about it. You might find yourself even smirking a little bit because they treated you so badly, and you're like, thank you, Jesus, for getting her back. You know, and we just have to just watch ourselves, because that's the heart that God wants us to have as women. Amen. So I just hope this is helping somebody. Amen. Church hurt happens because you have a lot of people in the church who are not regenerated, which means that they have not allowed God to make them over. So they're still hurting. They still have issues. They have not done like the lady with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood said, I got to do something. I have to do something different. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I know I'll be made whole. If I could just get to Jesus. Some people in the church have not gotten to Jesus yet. They have gotten to church, but they have not gotten to Jesus. Another reason that there's church hurt is because there are a lot of dead churches out there, and God is not in those churches. So when you're looking for a church, and I exhort you, if you don't have a church home, I encourage you to find a church home. But while you're looking, make sure that it is a church. Make sure it is a part of the body. Make sure that Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father dwell there. Amen. Make sure that God abides there, that the pastor is abiding with God, and that God is abiding with the pastor. Make sure that the word of God is there. Make sure that the pastor goes forth, not just in his opinion, but in the word of God. Amen. With the word. I mean, your opinion is fine. But opinion, God has shown me as I was looking at the faces of the people on New Year's Eve, and so many times when I preach, I see a hunger. I see people who are really hungry for God, and God has shown me that my opinion is not going to fulfill that hunger. My God, my whooping and hollering and sweating and spinning is not going to fulfill that hunger. People are looking for God, my God. And a lot of times we get hurt because we put our expectations on the pastor, and the pastor cannot fulfill our expectations. My God, yes, I need a pastor. I need a pastor. I need a preacher. I say every preacher needs a preacher. If you're a preacher, have you a preacher? Have you some preachers that can preach into your life, my God? Because you need that. You need this. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to be poured into. I need to be poured into, my God. And I need to be poured into somebody, by somebody who's walking with God. My God, don't sit up under somebody who's not walking with the Lord. I know I'm out there on the waters now, but deep is calling unto deep. Don't sit up under somebody who's not walking with the Lord, my God. Hallelujah. I need to know that you have a relationship with God. I need to know why church hurt is happening is because we're sitting up under pastors who are entertainers and not men and women of God. You know, I don't need to be entertained. You know, I like a good hoop. I like a good holler. I mean, I do a hoop and holler. If you hear me preach, you know, I get excited because that word is like liquid fire shot up in my bones, my God, shot up in my veins. My God, you can't help but holler. Hey, you know, sometimes the word will make you holler. But the thing about it is, holler for the word at me. My God, make sure that the word of God is coming forth. Make sure that the preacher is preaching the word of God, my God. Hallelujah. I want to say hello to Prophetess Rosalind Jennings in the chat room, Power of Forgiveness. I also want to acknowledge the caller on the line. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines in a few minutes so that I can have some input. You can begin to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. And look, I bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. My God, we don't look, if you're not about the things of God, if you don't want to be delivered, if you have something substantial to add, if you don't need prayer, if you're not real, if you're not really real, don't bother to call, because I have somebody trying to be friends with me. I know you're listening. But God wants to save you too. My God, maybe you've been hurt in the church. People want to make a mockery of the church. But God said he shall not be mocked. Amen. So another reason that we get hurt is because we're not sitting up under the pastors that God has selected. God said I would rather the pastors are shepherds after my own heart, my God. So God won't send somebody to you who hurt you. A lot of people are being hurt from the pulpit. A lot of people are being hurt from the pulpit. A lot of people are being talked down to from the pulpit, and they get sick and tired of the pastor talking down to them, so they leave the church. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to come back to church. Find you a church. And there are some churches out there that God is using for his glory, because the glory of the Lord is filling the earth. The glory of the Lord is yet filling the earth. Amen. So you have to know that God's glory is still being made evident in the earth. Amen. God's power is more powerful than that of the enemy. Amen. Of the evil one. So that's another reason that we have church hurt. And another reason that we have church hurt is because there's jealousy in the church. Women, we're guilty of this. We talked about this in the last couple of weeks. We start being jealous of each other because God's to use another sister. I remember when God called me the pastor, I lost a lot of friends, you know, and I say lost because that thing hurt me. You know, I mean, here I was with a ministry of women, Circle of Sisters Victorious in Christ, and a member of a big ministry where I was a leader, my God. All these people loved me. I thought they loved me, but when God called me the pastor and I made that announcement, my God, when I stepped out on faith and me and my husband and I started New Creation Christian Ministries, all of these women fell out of my life. You know, and I thank God for healing, that he has healed me and I have forgiven them. I thank God for deliverance. But that thing hurt. It really did hurt me to my core to have so many women walk away from me. And I'm going to just say this. I'm going to put my foot right on Satan's neck. A lot of these women, I still see them on Yahoo and I see them on Facebook. And I reach out to them. You know, I'll send them an AOL email or something like that. And they just ignore me, you know. And I'm like, God, what's up with that, you know. But God has shown me that, like Paul said in the Word, I'm going to read this last scripture, and then I'm going to open the phone lines. God has shown me that we are still carnal and immature, amen. And because we are still carnal and immature, we can't support each other when he calls us to do something. And I'm looking for the scripture. I jotted down the scripture before I came on the phone line. 1 Corinthians 3. And then I'm going to take a couple callers. Let me just open my Bible because I have wrote down those other scriptures and I didn't write that because the time was getting near for me to come. And I do go to the Word before I come on here, because I don't want to hurt anybody. You know, people say, well, I'm sorry I hurt you. I didn't mean it. And then they turn around and they keep hurting you. And pastors and preachers, we have to be careful, because we could be preaching and we'll get a hoop and a holler, but we got to be careful what we're doing, because sometimes we'll say stuff just to get a hoop and a holler. And we'll say stuff just to get a hand clap. And we have to make sure that we're speaking the very oracles of God. Amen. So it's 1 Corinthians 3. It's the scripture. And I just want to read that, and then I'm going to talk to a couple of you on the phone. 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It says, that was 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to read that one. 2 Corinthians 3 says, do we begin to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. So that's, I went there by mistake. 2 Corinthians 3, 2 tells us that we are living epistles. But I want to read 1 Corinthians 3, it says, starting with verse 1, it says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as mere men? Amen. So that's it. That is another reason we are undeveloped. A lot of people are undeveloped spiritually. And the solution is to, for both sides, for those of us who are guilty of hurting other people and those of us who have been hurt, the solution is to develop ourselves spiritually. Amen. To develop ourselves spiritually. I need to be spiritually developed. You need to be spiritually developed. Amen. And that way we can dwell together in unity. And I have a whole bunch of more stuff, but I want to open the phone because that is kind of like my one of my favorite parts of the broadcast is speaking with others. Amen. So here we go. We're going to open up the phone lines. Area code 786. You're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you for being here and having this topic today. This is Pastor Marion.
God bless you, woman of God. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm so happy that we're in a new year.
Hey,
and
hey.
I want to say that, you know, a lot of people may think, like you were saying, a lot of people may think that what you're doing is dwelling on the past and dwelling on past situations. But, you know, even though God said put off the old man and leave that stuff behind you, he said remember the former things of old, which means go back, look at that stuff, because you didn't go through that for nothing. You went through it so that you can be able to help other people. But
yes,
if we don't remember those things and we go, oh, no, God don't want us to look at that. He want us to keep that stuff behind us. How can you help somebody if you won't go back there and bring that stuff into the surface and teach them from what you learned? You can't help nobody like that.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Barry, thank you so much for being with me, for helping with this topic, and being able to shine some light into the topic. The thing about it is we can't even forget the former things are old, because a lot of people, and that's one of the reasons that I deal with this topic, is because a lot of people have not been healed from the former things of old. A lot of people have not been healed from church hurt, and a lot
exactly.
of people won't even go to church because they have been hurt by someone in
true.
The church, or maybe they met a Christian on the street or on a job that just did not deal with them with the love of God, because the Bible says if we have not love, then we are nothing, which is clanging sense.
Amen. Amen.
So we have to talk about this. And you know, Pastor Valerie, that the reason I do this broadcast, Woman to Woman, every Saturday, is for my sisters, not only for
Amen.
My sisters, but for me too. For me too,
as
I minister to others, I minister to myself, so that we can walk in total fulfilling, total wholeness. God
does not want. You know, Dr. Rebecca, you're fulfilling the mandate that God gave to us.
Yes.
So many of us, men and women, you know, I'm not just going to say women because it's not just women. So many men and women are not in that Bible, and that's the problem with a lot of stuff that go on in the church, number one. And number two, a problem with a whole lot of that crap that goes on is that you have a bunch of people in that church who have not repented.
Yes.
They don't know what it means to repent. They think repent means, I'm sorry, God. That's it. That settles it. God forgave me. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. And also, if you had read the Bible, you would have known when they was first called Christians, because they wasn't just named Christians time Jesus said, come walk with me.
Yeah.
They were disciples first. They were students first before they could even be called Christians. And that's, we got so many people calling themselves Christians when they're still disciples.
Or they haven't even become disciples.
Exactly.
Right. That's good, because a disciple, and that's why
we have to come forth. You know, pastors, we are called to look after ourselves and the flock of God. So what's happening, and I go right back to the pastors, Pastor Varian, not only, but I start with the head, because everything that flows down from the, it flows from the head. So we have a lot of pastors who, Acts 20:28 says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. So the thing about it is that we first and foremost have to be, we have to repent, and we have to be disciples, and then we have to walk as Christians.
Amen.
The leaders, the so-called leaders, have to walk as Christians, because I can't talk about nobody else without talking about myself. So I'm going to talk
That's
about
right.
me. You know, I have to get it together. I have to allow God to help me to get it together so that I can help others to get it together. And that's what you keep saying every time you call here. You said, how can I teach anybody anything if I have not been through anything, if I have not conquered anything?
Come on, we got nothing to talk about. You're like a person that went to school and you got school smarts, but when you actually get to that job, you have no on-hand experience. And God don't put people who got no on-hand experience into any position, because you cannot help anybody. The blind cannot lead the blind. All you're going to do is lead somebody into a ditch, because you don't know where the hell you're going in order to take somebody else there in the first place. Only thing you can do is take somebody where you've been. And if you ain't never been in a real walk with God, where are you really taking them?
Amen. That, I'm glad you came full circle. If we are not in relationship with God, we cannot lead, and it's going to be very hard to follow. See, and it just goes both ways. Even for those of you who are listening, who've been hurt in the church, I said a lot of the times we're hurt by the preacher, we're hurt by the pastor, we're hurt by the leadership, because sometimes leadership gets to the point where they're above of the people. You know, where
I told
my husband this morning, I said, when I see sheep, I see the shepherd in the middle of the sheep, and he's picking up the sheep, and he's carrying the sheep, and he's feeding the sheep, and he's leading the sheep, and he's hugging the sheep, you know, and he's just loving on the sheep. You know, and he's not standing somewhere on the platform, away apart from the, he's not outside the gate, outside the thing, away from the sheep. But he's all in there, all mixed up in there, you know, with the sheep.
Come on.
You know, intermingling, because that's what we did on New Year's Eve. We had a service, we brought in the New Year, and then we had food. And we were just in there intermingling with the folk. Do you want another soda? Did you get something to eat? Do you want some cake? Going here and there, my feet were hurting. I was tired. But, you know, just going here and there, talking to the people, loving on the people, you know, seeing what's going on in the lives of the people, whether the individual, seeing about the individual needs of the people. And that is what's missing in a lot of churches. That common touch, you know, where we think just because God calls us the pastor, that means that we are set apart from the sheep. But no, it means that we call to a higher level of accountability. Yes.
Amen.
But
we
it still means
serve.
We call it the serve. That means we got to be out there with our sleeves rolled up serving the sheep.
Yes.
Amen. Not looking for the sheep to serve us, you know. Come on. I'll need you to carry my Bible. I go places to preach. They want my Bible. I said, no, this is my sword. I'll carry my own Bible.
Amen.
You know, I open doors for myself. People be getting mad at me because I open doors. They want to open. I know they want to give honor to where honor is due, and I do allow that, you know, but I don't expect it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't go around saying, well, I'm Pastor Rebecca. I flew all the
way
in.
Oh, come on. Ooh, Jesus.
You know, you give me first class. I need a top-notch hotel. You know, wherever you want. Mm-hmm. I tell people, room and board. You know, wherever you want to, you know, I'm praying the Spirit will lead me. They'll have somewhere decent, but, you know, but I know that the Spirit will lead, but I don't have to go in there all pompous and arrogant.
Come on.
Because now that shows I'm not even worthy of the call. I need to be delivered. I need to be delivered. So a lot of church hurt does come at the hand of the pastor, but I want to encourage
everybody. You know what Jesus said?
Yeah.
He told us, and I'm sorry to cut you off,
okay,
first and foremost, because I love to give respect, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
Thank
you so much.
Don't let it happen again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that now.
See, the old me would be a little bit upset with that, and we do have another call. I'm going to open up for her to come in after you say what you say you have to say.
Right.
But the old me would have been a little upset about that, but I realize now, after looking, being in church and pastoring people, not seeing people get excited about God, I just love that zeal. You know, you keep zeal for the Lord. You know, a lot of people want to put out your fire, you know, and the Lord is even showing me now, even with you, Pastor Barron, that a lot of people can't appreciate you because of the fire and zeal that you have for the Lord. But the Lord is saying on you today, continue to be zealous for me. Continue to keep that fervor, keep that fire. He said, I don't want you to be lukewarm. He said, because the lukewarm will be spewed out of my life. He said, I'm looking for somebody with fire run up in their bones. I'm looking for somebody who can't help themselves. So God said, continue to go forth with fire, and many will come to see you burn yourself up. Set yourself on fire in the Lord.
Yes. Glory to God. I receive that.
Amen.
I believe it.
Hallelujah.
I receive it. I know it's
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's going to know his voice.
Amen. So what were you going to say when you cut me off?
I was
going
to say that Jesus was saying to me that we got too many people in the leadership positions and with titles and pastoring and ministering and all those other great names and all that other stuff who are not shepherds. He said the shepherd would go down and get his sheep. He said the shepherd would even give up his life for his sheep.
Yes.
He said the shepherd, when the wolf come or whatever animal that comes to try to take away the sheep and lead them away, he said the shepherd runs right after that person or that thing or whatever it is, and he fights and he goes and gets the sheep and he brings the sheep back. But a hireling, and that's what we got in so many of these churches, we don't got shepherd, we got hireling. A hireling ain't going to fight for nobody. He tried to run and catch his cover.
My God, that's a word right there. My God, and we have to be careful who we're sitting up under. And that's one thing. I'm going to pick up this caller right now and let this caller come on the air with us. Be careful. That's what we were both saying. I don't want to get distracted from that. Have your own relationship with the Lord. Woman of God, and man of God, for the men who are listening, have your own relationship with the Lord. Pray, repent, turn from your sin. Ask God to help you. Jesus will help you. Holy Ghost will help you. Read your Bible. Go to church. Open your Bible in the church. Open your Bible at home. Have your own relationship with the Lord. Amen. Area code 602. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Good afternoon, Pastor Rebecca and everybody out there. Happy New Year. God bless everyone out there. This is Prophetess Rosalind Jennings from the Powerful Giving the Show. Pastor, great topic. You on point. God is dealing with you, and this is right now topic to deal with what's going on. Not only we need deliverance in the body of Christ, we also have to get to the root to the problem, and a lot of us are leading while we bleeding. That's why there's no fruit of the Spirit. We're leading while we're bleeding. And one thing I learned from my pastor, I thank God for her. You know, your anointing has nothing to do with your character. And daily I ask God to work on me and my character, because Lamentation 3:40 says, let us examine ourselves. We really got to examine ourselves. But I always say, God, okay, we know this, but where we go from now, Pastor? Of course, we need to repent to God. We need to go back and apologize to people, and we also need some inner healing and deliverance. But where we go from now to break this cycle for 2010 so it won't keep going on?
Amen. Amen. And that is a good question. And we go right to the throne, you know, right to the throne of God, trusting God to deliver us. See, we got to be healed. Minister Ross and Jenny's prophetess, God bless you. Happy New Year. And I'm going to even release you in the next few minutes for a word for the New Year, for 2010. Where do we go from now? We need to be healed. You said it, and I've written about it in my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. And that is available on Amazon.com. It's a powerful tool for healing. We need to be healed. We need to let God heal us. We need to stop holding on to the pain of the past. Remember the former things and let God deal with the former things. Let him deal with us. Stop hiding behind the flaws of the pastor.
Ooh,
stop hiding in the pews. A lot of us accept a flawed preacher, a flawed pastor, to guide us because we don't deal with our own mess. So we have to just look really, really, say, God, I repent for real, for real. I need Jesus in my life for real. I don't want to come to church on New Year's Eve and then leave the church and have to go somewhere and get drunk too. My God, let me be filled with the Spirit and not filled with wine and liquor. I need to be healed.
Yeah.
And that's why this broadcast has to keep going. That's why broadcasts like yours, Pastor Variance, and yours, Prophetess Jennings, Power of Forgiveness, have to keep going, because we need to pull our sisters out. We've been sisters, but we need to go back and help somebody else. So Jesus told Peter, Satan has asked to sift you, but I have prayed for you. We need to pray for our sisters. We need to pray for the church, and we need to let God heal us, because we all can fall short, amen, of the glory of God. If we don't watch ourselves, we think we stand, and we must be careful.
Come on.
Yeah, we think we stand, lest we fall. Amen.
Yes,
but we're not passing judgment, but we want to open the eyes of the people of God to say, God in 2010 is saying, we got to press in. We have to press into the kingdom. We got to run out of church, not out of the church, but we got to run out of just having the church experience and press into the kingdom, run into God's kingdom. We need to run. We need to get some running in our feet and run into God's kingdom. Amen. It begins inside of each and every one of us. So that is a great question on which to end this broadcast in the last 6 minutes. I want you to release the word, prophetess, into the atmosphere for the body of Christ. Amen.
Pastor, and then can I say this before she does that?
Amen.
Prophetess, please leave me your number in BTR, because I was supposed to call you yesterday, and I did not write down the number before I shut down the actual chat room, so I don't have it. And then I went to your website, but then your website doesn't give me your phone number either, so I couldn't call you because I didn't put the number down like I was supposed to. So please give me the number on BTR. I know you don't want to give it live right now, but
no
please
problem.
Give it to me in BTR.
No problem, Pastor. You can also go in the chat room. I give in the chat room. Pastor Rebecca, I just thank God for you and your obedience and what God is doing in your life, in your ministry, and those that connect to you. What God is speaking to me, not only about forgiveness and going back and apologize to people and repenting and getting right, but there's two scriptures that I've been declaring, decreeing. It's Luke chapter 2, verse 52. In Deuteronomy 1, verse 11, if you allow me to, I just want to read Luke 2, 52. I don't know how time, I want to be obedient.
Amen.
It says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So we just got to hold on to Luke 2, 52 and Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the word. You know, and we have to, again, I believe that the Lord is, there's a common thing common thread in this broadcast on today. We have to seek the face of God. You know, only through God. I don't know. I've been redeemed. Yeah, I don't know about you. I know I've been redeemed. I mean, God took me. I met my husband in the bar 1994, 15 years ago, September 24, 1994. I met my husband in the Vanity Club in the bar in Newark, and I was all messed up, all yoked up, all kinds of craziness going on in my life. And my husband was a babe in Christ. He had been saved only a year, so he was carnal yet, and he was in the club. And I'm thanking God that he was there. He talked to me and brought me a drink. We danced. He respected me. He blocked all of the action that I would have gotten. Thank God he did that, too. Outside the bar, he invited me to church that night, and that was the beginning of the first day of the rest of my life. I told him I didn't go to church. He was persistent, and continued to evangelize me and took me to church, whereas on New Year's Eve of that same year, December 31st, 1994, I gave my life to the Lord. I was baptized later and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I had a water baptism and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit began to work in my life. Let me tell you, by total surrender, not even total surrender, but over the course of time, by sitting under the word, letting God rain on me with his word, God changed my life. And I believe that that is possible. I still believe that total transformation, total regeneration with God is possible, because with God, all things are possible. So I just want to encourage you, my sister, who have been hurt. God can heal that hurting heart. He, the woman with the issue of blood, nobody else can help her but Jesus. Nobody else can help you but Jesus. Let Jesus help you. Let him heal you. And let it be said of you that you're hurting somebody. Like I said, sisters have apologized. I'm sorry. But they have still hurt me. On top of that, they never repented, like Pastor Varian said. But let God start with you and change you so that you and I can change the world together. Pastor Varian, these last 2 minutes, I'm going to give the floor to you. I believe the Lord has a burning word on heart for the women who are listening. I thank you and Prophetess Jennings for being with me on today.
Amen. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for the time and the opportunity to speak what God has put into my bosom. But what God is saying to me right now in this moment, he said, you know, so many of us haven't been doing our job, and we haven't been on assignment, and we haven't been doing what he commanded us to do. You remember when Jesus said, Peter, after you are converted, you go and get your brethren. You go and convert them. But you can't convert someone before you're converted. And then he also told us as women that we're supposed to teach other women how to be godly, how to serve God, what our role, our position, and the authority that we have. But we haven't been doing that. We get in our place, and we get what God has for us, and we forget about others. But we forget the fact that Jesus wasn't about himself. He was about the people. He was about healing the sick and bringing those lost sheep back into the flock. And if we're only making sure that we're in the flock, what about the lost sheep?
Yes, yes. Amen. What about the lost sheep? And I want you to close out in prayer. I want to thank you all for listening. Invite everybody to come back on next week. You can listen to the archive if you missed it, blogtalkradio.com/power. And come back on next week at 1 o'clock. We'll be dealing with how do I know if he's my husband. Pastor Varians, can you just close us out in prayer?
Yes. Father God, I thank you for this time that we've spent together today. I thank you for bringing your children together so that we may fellowship and so that we can just enjoy ourselves in you, so we can cut loose, Father God, and shake the devil off, so that we can bind up all the evil and demonic spirits and forces, so that we can bring forth deliverance, so that we can bring forth healing, so that we can bring forth restoration. And I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for breaking up every bit of the evil that is inside of so many people in the body and the sin that still plagues us today. I thank you right now in the mighty, matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ, for breaking those bonds, for delivering us, for bringing us out of captivity, for leading us out of Egypt. And I thank you for doing what only you can do. Only you have the power to heal, deliver, and set free. So I thank you, Father God, because you said, ask and you shall receive. Seeking you shall find. Knocking the door shall be open. So I've asked for you to heal, deliver, set free, to bind up, and to multiply, to make your children fruitful as you commanded us, to make us have dominion, to subdue the earth, to multiply over the earth, and to do what you call us to do. And I thank you for what I asked for, because I believe, and therefore have I spoken. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful prayer, Pastor Varian. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing and has done in our lives, my God. So that's it for today's topic. I pray that we have helped somebody. I pray that this topic has helped somebody, and that I encourage you to get back to church. Amen, and praise God. And join us next week on Woman to Woman, How Do I Know If He's My Husband? We're going to be talking about marriage and relationships. And how do we know if this is really the man that God has sent to us? And we will see you, I will see you right here on Woman to Woman next week. God bless you, Pastor Varian. Thank you for being with me. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I'll see you next week at 1 o'clock right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. Amen. And praise God.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love is
felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me. I spoke life. And prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me.
Conspired.
They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
my
me. My character.
My integrity. My faith in God.
My faith in God. He favored
me. Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not going to bend.
Won't compromise. God
favored
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And
I speak health.
Prosperity,
and I spoke health.
God favored me.
See, yeah.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will. Say it. Because I got
favor.
Favor. I got it. 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 And the Lord gave it to me. You know what, y'all? I got another witness. Come here, DJ Rogers.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God's faith again.
Evilness.
Yeah.